Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To wake up with Brett and Julie. Julie's number one fear had nothing to do with camping or survival. We'll find out what happened with that biggest fear in about 5 minutes from now. But first, Julie, drop the entertain minute on us.
All right, there is a baby. It's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They had the baby. She welcomed her daughter on Friday. Here's the name: Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor. Lily for short.
That's a royal baby if I've ever heard one before.
I've never heard Lilibet. That's kind of cute. That is definitely like a very royal name over there.
Super royal, and I love the Diana off his mother.
I
so that's
know.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I feel like that would have happened a lot sooner with somebody, with like his brother. They never did that, did they?
I don't know. I am not like Mr. All into the royal family, so I'm the worst person to ask that.
Right.
I am also surprised there wasn't a Diana tribute before.
Yeah.
There might have been, and I wouldn't know.
That's really sweet, though. So now they have Lily and Archie as their kiddos. Joaquin Phoenix, he's not going to force his son to be vegan, but he said, I will educate him on the realities of where meat comes from. He says, quote, I'm not going to indoctrinate him with the idea that McDonald's was a Happy Meal because there's nothing happy about that meal. I'm like, that's so Joaquin Phoenix, isn't it? Yep.
Yeah, he's pretty intense.
And then Luke Bryan. I like what Luke Bryan says. He said that he used to find all this fault with the little things when he'd go on tour. Now, since the pandemic hit, he's just thankful there is a tour. I'm like, I feel you've learned to look at things a lot differently because of the pandemic.
You know, that's such an interesting point because I can be like that too. Like, I beat myself up about, you know, being a perfectionist or doing work to the highest level instead of just finding joy and just like liking what you do for a living and enjoying life, because those little things eventually just kind of don't matter in the long run.
Yeah. Enjoy life, you hot, hot man, Luke Bryan. that's your entertainment.
Julie, we got to get into your biggest fear. It had nothing to do with starting those fires that we had you prepared for. Nothing to do with survival. And everything to do with something which, I don't know, it had nothing to do with camping, I feel like.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
While camping, we'll find out how you did in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight.
We know Mondays can be tough, so thanks for starting your work week with the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie will update you on everything you missed over the weekend, because it's hard to catch up in the entertainment world in Hollywood. But even while she was camping, she was well-connected to the celebs. Julie, what's coming up? What's on the Entertainment Minute?
All right, well, if you paid for the pay-per-view money to see Floyd Mayweather take on Logan Paul, I don't know what you're thinking, but obviously Logan Paul did not beat Floyd Mayweather, even though he's got like 34 pounds on him. They said fans actually started booing towards the end of the eighth when they realized nobody is like getting knocked out, nobody's falling down.
They didn't have judges, so there was no judges. So if it ended at the eighth, there would be no winner. So somebody had to knock the other person out, and it was obvious that neither of them were really, truly trying to knock each other out.
So they said Paul kind of gassed out pretty early. He landed a few shots here and there. And then he said, he's like, I wonder if Floyd let me survive. You think, Paul, there's no way you can beat a boxing legend like Floyd Mayweather.
whole thing is silly. These Paul brothers are just making so much money off this, and it's crazy.
That's what they said, that Floyd pretty much showed up just to make his money, and then he's like, see you later.
Yep.
And then congrats, Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye, his husband. They celebrated their first anniversary. Jonathan Van Ness is my favorite Queer Eye guy. He is so much fun. And do you watch that show?
I don't. I need to, right? I need to get their fashion sense. I need to get that fashion
sense. You need to learn the shirt tuck in the front. You like tuck your shirt in this little...
The half tuck. I've heard about this. I don't know how to pull it off.
The half tuck.
That's the thing. Yeah, come on, Kevin. Get with it, man.
I'll teach you the half tuck. I know what it is, Kev. And then on TV tonight, 17th season premiere of The Bachelorette on ABC. Hell's Kitchen is on Fox. And The Good Doctor is on ABC as well. And that's your...
Sometimes you come back to work on a Monday and you're like, wait, what happened in pop culture? What happened in the entertainment world? I didn't hear that. Luckily, even when Julie is on a camping trip with no Wi-Fi, somehow they send like a carrier pigeon to her with all the entertainment news, and she can update you with everything that happened in Hollywood this weekend in 60 seconds in the Entertainment Minute.
Let's talk about the baby. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle welcomed their daughter on Friday. Her name is Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor, Lily for short. Now, Lily is named after Queen Elizabeth, whose family nickname is Lilibet. The Queen's 11th great-grandchild, Diana, obviously from Harry's mom. Harry and Meghan also have the 2-year-old son named Archie, and William and Kate's daughter, her middle name's Diana, too.
Oh, really? Okay. I was wondering if any of them had used Diana before, because it made sense. Yeah. That's an adorable name. That is a royal baby type of name. I love it.
Yeah, and I was just watching them talk about the baby on TV, and they were saying that they're hoping the baby can kind of bring William and Harry together again and just kind of mend that brotherhood that is a little on the rocks right now.
Yeah, it was obvious in the Oprah interview that there was tension between the two of them, and it did seem a lot of it kind of circled around Meghan Markle. It felt like it seemed like that.
Always got to blame the wife, don't you? Okay. Jennifer Lopez, she was spotted checking out some schools in LA. Is she making the move to Miami? Maybe she wants to be closer to Ben Affleck.
For real? That's what she's thinking about doing, is going to get closer to Ben Affleck?
I mean, maybe they rekindled it. They're like, we are in love.
Am I the only one that doesn't like this as a couple?
Jennifer, I don't know. I kind of like them.
I think most people are into it. I don't know. I don't like it.
It ended in a very bad back tattoo.
Did he get a back tattoo? That's right.
Yeah,
Ben did.
Is that Phoenix rising from the ashes?
Their relationship right now.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. At the movie theater this weekend, Cruella, which, by the way, the sequel to Cruella is already in the works. Cruella was third place. The Quiet Place Part 2 is second. And the number one spot, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It.
I thought Quiet Place was going to beat out The Conjuring, but apparently not. That's cool.
I want to watch The Quiet Place. I wonder if it's on, like, streaming. Can you, like, pay $20 and watch it on streaming? Actually, that sounds like a horrible idea. Never mind. I'm not going to watch that. It's too expensive. That's your Entertainment Minute.
We'll post all those stories for you to follow along at Y98.com, including the Ben Affleck tattoo. We'll put that up there for
you. Know I got your number all night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.